This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Unlike what we have experienced lately, there's some dryness across much of Brazil right now. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Dry conditions are putting pressure on the safrinha crop in Brazil. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather patterns.
We're seeing a little bit of rain in the 1 to 5 day get into Argentina. That's a good sign. They have been on the drier side of things here recently. But overall, still seeing the bigger portion of Brazil dry, which is not a good sign for that production phase for the safrinha corn. So we'll continue to watch that. That does give us a reason to have a little bit of a friendly outlook to the old crop corn side of things, but that'll be something to keep an eye on here.
The dryness in Brazil is projected to continue in the longer term forecast as well.
Drier across the bulk of the main portion of the country of Brazil. Argentina once again goes dry as they are still trying to finish out harvest. And then the 11 to 15 day, once again, still very dry across the center portion of Brazil. So this is something that we'll continue to watch and monitor, because this could start to give us a reason to cut back a little bit on some of these safrinha corn estimates out of Brazil.
At the very least, the dry conditions are allowing the current harvest in Brazil to continue smoothly.
Yeah, it's almost done. 98% on soybeans. The five-year average puts them at 99, so they're right there. On the corn side of things, 89%. Still behind the five-year average, but still progressing along nicely.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.